This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's one full hour into our broadcast week here already. Of course, the Olympics are going on, and I just want to acknowledge that teenage sharpshooter once again is the first gold medal the other day, and I think that's very appropriate since we're going to be doing some Second Amendment how would we call it? Marksmanship training with Michael Bednarik, a former British Special Forces officer, now an American. And that's the second day of the Constitution class for those who would like to participate. The links are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan, robertscottbell.com. And you can find out how to participate. Again, special discounts for veterans. I think we'll extend that as well to educators if you're a teacher. And you want that discount. Otherwise, there's even a couple's discount if you're coming together as a married couple. And somebody's going to go, well, you're discriminating. Then you don't belong at the Constitution class. If you say that, you're not welcome. We're not discriminating. Trying to help folks out that are coming together in this way. Let's see, what else we got on tap this hour? As I mentioned, the GMO mosquito release over the Zika Freaka. And where can you hear us? Well, right now we're live through Genesis Communications Network, our syndicator, our home and radio, of course, at robertscottbell.com. You can hear us eventually through archives there and our SoundCloud and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Epic Times, I think Red State Radio, UK Health Radio as well across the pond. So lots of different options to plug in to health, freedom, and healing liberty here. Super Don making it sound so good. We got Justin on the board. If you'd like to call in this hour, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Thanks again to Coast Guard Corey for being on board. Now, we did talk about growing gardens last hour with Coast Guard Corey. We talked about hydroponics. By the way, my wife got on me about, you push Corey to do something he's not allowed to do. About the presidential race. I was just like, I was just ribbing him a little bit because I knew he couldn't, and Corey's so aware of it. And I did the disclaimer before he got on. So he can be proud that if his superior officers were listening, he was completely compliant. He just said rule of law, which is okay. Right. So anyway, but the idea of growing food in America being somehow illegal or enforced out of existence is, again, another one of those absurdities in a country that prides itself on being the freest on the planet. Of course, we know differently here because we've been covering the issue of the attacks on health freedom and healing liberty. So folks that are under the impression, particularly on the political left, that we are free, freer than ever before, you could make the argument in certain areas. But if it's not the areas that you're impacted by, do you just ignore it and go, well, tough on them, right? Those who want to grow their own food on their side, back, and front yard? Or tough on those who want to, I don't know, what is it that you want to be able to do that you have to have permission, which is a violation of your fundamental rights that come from a far higher place than government? Now, on the growing side, in the 20th century, a plant was made illegal. A plant. A green plant. A plant that could supplant the need for GMO pesticide cotton to the extent that we, you know, have a subsidized cotton industry and could really replace the biofuel GMO corn syrup corn fuel connection, could supplant a lot of textiles, could supplant so many different medications, so many different drugs that, of course, the pharmaceutical industrial complex doesn't want it to be legalized. Can replace even with the tensile strength beyond that of steel in making cars, not just fuel for cars. And, of course, they don't want you to grow it. So you know what, friends? It's time for our cannabis update.
Prostitucci on the left-hand side. Prostitucci on the left-hand side. It's a bubble.
You need to not join, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left-hand side.
Well, thank goodness for the Massachusetts National Guard and the DEA, along with the Massachusetts State Police, for protecting us from an 81-year-old backyard organic farmer with cancer. That's right. If they hadn't raided him, who knows what would have happened to the people of Massachusetts. They would all be high and, I don't know, eating lots of GMO munchies. Did you see this story, Super Don? This is outrageous. Talk about outrageous. Paul Jackson, 81 years old, of Martha's Vineyard. He grows cannabis to make medicine. He's not shipping it overseas. He's not shipping it out of state. He's not shipping it out of Martha's Vineyard. He's got cancer. He's trying to help himself.
Yeah.
And with no warning.
And we're not talking, this wasn't some type of, underground, grow of, thousands of plants for illegal distribution. He had a total of four plants in his garden.
Yeah.
Four.
Alert. The planet is flipping out. The United States government, along with the state and local authorities, still vilify, make illegal a plant that God created that was helping this man, this 81-year-old man, cancer patient, to get by. And they enforced him like he's a hardened criminal, shooting people up, dealing drugs to kids. No, none of that was happening. He's a lifelong islander there on Martha's Vineyard, or a renowned organic gardener. He's got over 300 ribbons from the Martha's Vineyard Agricultural Fair. And as you might imagine, he's bewildered and disgusted over this, as we all should be. Certainly disgusted, if not bewildered, but it's not something that we're surprised about, because authoritarian overlords from the federal, state, and local municipalities have deemed that a plant that God created shall be made illegal, and criminalizing people who grow it for their own use. Much less if they wanted to sell it or give it away. I don't have a problem with that, as long as you're not deceiving somebody in doing so. But even, let's just back off of that and go, this guy wasn't. He was just doing it for himself.
Well, and in addition to that, I mean, the guy's story is, it's an interesting story. He originally was using it for his wife, Mary, who died. They were married for 53 years. And he made a cannabis tea. So it's not like they're sitting around smoking it or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're ingesting it, and they're using it for medical purposes. And his wife had pancreatic cancer, and they decided to forego the morphine that was prescribed by her doctors and use a cannabis tea for pain management, which worked really well. He said that she was eating and she was happy right up until when she died. And then there are some other folks in the neighborhood there that one person he was giving the tea to, his wife who has, or his friend's wife who had cancer, mixing it with her food, helping her with the pain. Another fellow in the neighborhood had a tube down his stomach, and his wife would pour the cannabis tea down the tube for pain, and it worked. And so he was helping his neighbors out who were going through health issues, getting off their prescription medications, dealing with pain and with cancer issues. So it's not like the guy was standing on the corner selling joints to teenagers or something like that.
I know. This is just incredible. And you know, this is like a heroic mission, right? Natural News covered this really well. Colonel James Sahadi, public affairs officer for the Massachusetts National Guard, said in an email to the Times, who was covering this, the order was initiated to go after this guy. It was initiated by the DEA and Massachusetts State Police as part of a pre-planned eradication mission that they do throughout the year. And then they backtracked and said, well, the DEA had nothing to do with it, which is even worse, because it shows me that the state people are just absolutely bonkers out of their mind going after an 81-year-old guy who's helping himself and a few friends to drink some tea. That's making him feel good. I mean, this is like, you want to talk about misallocation of funding. Who's allowing this to be funded in Massachusetts? You should be pulling the funds of these agencies that are pulling this stunt off.
Well, and that's Massachusetts. So, you know, listen, something like this the attitude of the DEA might be different if you went to a state, let's say, like what? Like maybe Colorado, right?
Sure. You would think at this point, because Colorado is fully legalized, even recreational, but the DEA is now claiming there that the unlicensed home grows in Colorado are the new meth houses. Right? This is like, you grow this plant like you make crystal meth? Are you kidding me? Have they ever grown a plant?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is a good example of how the government
mm-hmm.
is still looking at cannabis as if it's some kind of a horrible, addictive, dangerous gateway drug that's going to make people start doing heroin or something. There is no comparison between cannabis and meth. It's such a just bizarre in this day and age where people have become educated and knowledgeable and accepting of the benefits of cannabis, and not just the benefits of it, but even people who want to do it for recreational purposes. Mm-hmm. These are not the people out there that are causing, you know, they're doing mass shootings and robberies, you know, and all this stuff. There is no, the comparison, it's almost criminal, really, for them to compare somebody growing cannabis to somebody who's got a meth lab.
Right. I mean, when's the last time somebody blew up their house, you know?
Well, no. Okay, now listen. I you do have to say that those mm-hmm. type of things do happen. I don't know if you've seen the stories that have been out there about people that are creating the concentrate. They call it dab.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a whole different thing, though. We're talking about
it does originate from cannabis, but somebody just growing plants?
Yeah.
No. You're not going to pull up the house.
The worst thing that happens in these grow houses is that they use a super ton of electricity if they have all these indoor grow lights.
And water. I mean, but listen, you would do the same thing if you had a greenhouse and you were growing tulips. I mean, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, it takes certain things in order to be able to grow it, but still, trying to draw a parallel between a meth lab and a grow house, it just doesn't hold up.
No, actually, if you had a greenhouse, you wouldn't have the electrical requirements you do when you're growing inside the house.
Well, okay, wrong terminology.
And of course, but that's the problem here is that where it's been made illegal, people have to grow it inside or else they don't want to get busted, but then they watch their electrical spikes and then they bust them anyway. Anyway, folks, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. You want to get the CBD we utilize, available in all 50 states, and the FDA, they may not like it, but they're in total compliance, our friends at CV Sciences. Plus, CBDoil.com, RSB15, when you order it online, RSB15 gets you 15% off all of it, and it's good, clean stuff. They just reformulated the Plus CBD oil. I have some right here in my hand, and do order it, and you will benefit by it. We'll be back talking GMO mosquitoes. FDA, what do they say about it? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I often call the FDA the Fear and Death Administration. In this case, I'm going to call them the Federal Dunderhead Association. Why would I say that? Well, this story is self-explanatory. We're talking GM mosquitoes, genetically engineered, genetically modified mosquitoes. And they're saying releasing them into the environment will not significantly impact the environment. If that's the case, then why are you releasing them at all? Right? Isn't this about having a significant impact on the mosquito population? You're telling me, oh, we won't have a significant impact. Then what's the point? And what is the thought form behind even releasing them in to begin with? The first thought, well, it's because of Zika. Excuse me. Can you read the science? Do you know the scientific journals? Do you understand correlation versus causation? Do you understand that 1 out of 9 cases of microcephaly having any evidence of the presence of a Zika virus at any level does not mean it causes it? In fact, it likely means that it's not the cause of microcephaly. It's the Federal Dunderhead Association. If you listen to decrees from FDA as some kind of gospel scientific truth, then you're a dunderhead as well. Don't be a dunderhead. Don't listen to what the FDA is telling you here. They unleash GMO mosquitoes. What could go wrong? Hello, Michael Crichton? Anybody?
Well, but the FDA said it won't be significant, so what are you worried
about?
What's
the point, right? It's insignificant. What does that mean? If 10% of the GM... You know, the thing is, we've already reported on this, that when the GM mosquitoes hit the environment, they're supposed to die after the first generation. They can't reproduce. That was the goal. So that way, the specific kind that they want to kill or not have reproduce can't reproduce. So fewer of those, therefore fewer Zika-carrying mosquitoes, as if that even matters! And what do we find? We find that in the presence of tetracycline. Super Don, did you have any of your kids have really severe acne and get prescribed tetracycline by the doctors
acne? No. But I did.
You were on tetracycline.
I was one of those kids that...
That was because you were on steroids.
No, this was long before that.
Oh, before that. Okay.
Yeah, when I was just a teenager. But right. I got the tetracycline. You know, yeah. It was one of those things where they tell you, no, you can't go out in the sun. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to avoid, you know, certain things and stuff. And
so here's what we got to do. Because what happens? In the presence of environmental tetracycline in the water, the mosquitoes that are designed to die after the first generation, according to this genetic modification, they don't die. They live on to reproduce another day. And tell me that nobody in the Keys or South Florida is on tetracycline. You could probably find a huge number of teenagers and even some adults that have been prescribed by the dermatologist tetracycline for their acne. By the way, Casey Krejci's son, I believe it was Kyle Krejci that wrote the book Face It. We'll talk to you about ways to address acne without having to resort to an antibiotic like that that can keep the GMO mosquitoes alive for generations to come. Tetracycline is ubiquitous now in its use and, of course, in its urination. Speaking of urination, I don't want tetracycline urine beer either. But if we're looking at this so-called statement, if I can call it a statement, I guess it is a statement, from the FDA about, oh, it's minimal, it's marginal, it won't have a significant impact on the environment. Well, you're the same drug enforcement agency of some kind or drug cheerleading agency that says none of these drugs are harmful, really. Take as many as you want. Have you tested any of them together? Well, no.
Well, and we could always go back to the GMO issue or the use of Monsanto seeds and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Nothing's going to go wrong.
No genetic,
it's not
going to
have any significant impact on the environment. And what have we found out years later, right?
Yep. Gene drift is real.
And
what happens
weeds.
When these
what about the
weeds
as
well? Yeah.
Weeds
increasing
resistant? Yeah.
The number of sprays, the amount of sprays and things. And remember, folks, Zika is not the cause of microcephaly. It's not been proven to be the cause of microcephaly. It will never be proven to be the cause of microcephaly. How can I say that? Gosh, they've only known about this virus since 1947, and they've acknowledged in the peer-reviewed literature that it really doesn't do anything to anybody. If you're immunocompromised, you might get a sniffle or a cold or flu-like symptoms. But microcephaly is due to the dumping of toxic larvicides, pesticides, fungicides into the water supply. It's already known. Side effects of those things, teratogenic effects, birth defects. Detoxify your kids, detoxify you moms-to-be. Take extra chromium, at least 100 micrograms, 3 times a day of the whole food form we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back with questions of the day coming up next. One, hip pain. One, urinary tract infection coming up. No, the solution to it.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this is the week, folks. We're heading into our Constitution class. And no, we don't have plans at this moment to stream it live, but we might have some special updates for those around the world that can't make it. Certain interviews that we might try to do through Periscope or Facebook Live. So if you aren't following the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook, find it, the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, on Periscope, you can follow me. Twitter feed is the same, at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. I'm still looking for Super Don to do a Periscope video as he's chasing crawfish that are just burrowing below where he lives.
You know, lately it would be a video of me trying to find an inside with air conditioning because it has been hot.
Brutal.
Here. Yeah. I mean, we're talking heat index, 110, 115. It's just, I don't venture outside much.
We finally chilled it out a little bit yesterday. It cut cloud cover the whole day, and this morning went out mountain biking. It was in the 80s, low 80s, which we haven't had for a while, which was really pleasant.
and got a good sweat on, good outdoor activity. And really, when you're in the canopy of a forest, which you are in this track that I do, this mountain biking trail, the oxygen is just, it's super rich in there. It's really awesome when you're right under there. I wonder if that would cause global cooling. We need less plants. I mean, this is the one thing they forget about. When you have more CO2 in the atmosphere, it causes the green plants of the planet to grow like crazy, which used to be a good thing. And somehow there's cognitive dissonance in the whole global warming debate that it's unfathomable. It's into dunderhead territory, I'm just saying. Bill Maher might call me that or worse at this point, but I'm not too worried about it. So, let's see, what else we got going on? Broadcast week coming up, we just started it. I don't know, it's hard. I'm just happy to be home, certainly, at the home office, home studio, after traveling for a week. And yet, at the same time, very excited for the upcoming events that are happening, and you can find them at robertscottbell.com in the show notes each and every day, and including as far as the next thing after the Constitution class, we're going to be in Las Vegas. Again, my heart hurts because I was going to see Jerry Doyle out there. And, of course, he's no longer with us on this planet. He's elsewhere, but he's still with us definitely in spirit. But the American Naturopathic Medical Association, August 26th, 27th, 28th, I believe it is open, even though it's mostly focused for naturopaths. But I don't think they'll turn you away if you want to attend. I'm going to be keynoting their luncheon on that Saturday, the 27th. Also, I'm going to be speaking maybe on Friday on gut recovery like I like to do. Also, we have the Cancer Prevention Convention September 11th in Ann Arbor, Michigan, along with Ty Bollinger. Ty and Charlene are going to be there with me. I'm going to be there with them. Homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice, that is October 7th, 8th, and 9th in St. Pete. The Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. Sign up. It's almost sold out. October 14th, 15th, and 16th in Dallas, Texas. And then we've got an event in North Georgia, Gainesville. I thought we had it in there. I'll have to talk to Morgan about that, get it back in there. A big cancer prevention summit. It's a two-day event. So actually, maybe 2.5 days because there's a Harlem Legends basketball charity game that I will be huffing and puffing up and down the court a little bit with Ty Bollinger as we face the Harlem Legends and other celebrity guests. I know you can't wait for
that. I'm looking forward to pictures of that.
I wonder if we can live stream that event. That could be interesting.
Should be able to. I'm sure we could Periscope it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we should make that happen. But right now, let's go to our lovely, loyal, and wonderful listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, still playing catch up and mustard with the listeners. There's loads up there, I know. Be patient. This one's coming from Mike RSB. I have a good friend that is only 55 and has major hip problems. Hip problems. I have heard you in the past before talking about hip problems, but do not remember what you said about it. What causes a hip to go out on someone that did not do anything physical like sports in her life to go out at such a young age? Is there a pharmaceutical drug that is massively subscribed, I think he meant prescribed, causing a lot of hip problems in America? If so, which ones? And what do you recommend to take to help heal hip problems? Silica? What else? Mike's been paying attention. And how much should she be taking and try to heal it? Thanks again for all your help, Mike. Mike, you got a lot of questions there. I'll see if I can get through them in time. But why would the hip go out? Partly because she hasn't done physical sports in her life. Now, if she's sedentary, that could be like A number one in terms of utilization of your skeletal system. It's kind of like our friends, the astronauts up there. They're on the space station for a long time. Guess what? Their bones start losing density. They need some form of gravity, some challenge, some push against the skeletal system. Even if it's just walking a little bit every day, that can be enough. Bouncing on a trampoline, which also helps with the lymphatic system, too. That could be the case. Now, as far as pharmaceutical drugs, there are a number of drugs, I'm not going to go through all of them, that have a side effect of skeletal issues. And, of course, one of them is Boniva. Another one is Fosamax. Those are osteoporosis drugs. And ironically, they cause a brittling of your bones, much like fluoride in the water supply can rob the minerals necessary for skeletal strength and integrity. Now, the Fosamaxes of the world, causing the Fozzy jaw, happened because they stopped the breakdown of old tissue, old skeletal tissue. The irony there is like, oh, yeah, we'll stop the breakdown. That'll help. But the problem is the cells don't have the strain, the same integrity as when they're new and young and supple, and suddenly you get a crumbling, a weakening of the bone by not allowing the cells to be broken down and then replaced by healthy new cells. Why are they not being replaced? Primarily because of what you said, Mike, a deficiency of the trace mineral known as silicon or silica. And the question of how much to take, when you're dealing with the loading phase, you're going to get the Alta Health product silica. Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com has it. Some of the health food stores out there in the Robert Scott Bell Show listening audience do have it as well because they listen to this show. And it is a tableted form of silica with all the cofactors. And you will take three, or she will take three of these tablets four times a day. Bare minimum 2 weeks. I'm talking 3 weeks minimum, really, maybe 4 weeks, and then you can reassess and start tapering down to maybe three times a day, then two, three times a day, that kind of thing. But the loading phase is very important to restore skeletal integrity. Now, this doesn't preclude utilizing essential fatty acids, other minerals as well that are complementary to this, as well as, well, the exercise, I don't have to say again, but the utilization of all things that reduce inflammation of the tissues, including homeopathy. Rust toxicodendron, Ruda, there's a number of remedies that will help to reduce inflammation of the skeletal system. But remember, the bottom line is the liver, because it has to transform the waste and get it out and excrete it, whether it's what you're eating or what your body is trying to break down and excrete. So even though we can reverse this with silica, I don't want you to ignore the role of your liver and excretory organs in removing the debris that creates inflammation within the skeletal system in certain people. So that's a very critical PowerPoint. I say power. Yeah, that's a PowerPoint, I guess you could say, of reversal. Also hydration. Even your bones are like 12% or more water. And if you're not getting properly hydrated, look into the H2 that we can get from the molecular hydrogen. Download the ebook, robertswater.com. That's where you can find it. Very simple. Liver. Super Don doesn't want to do it, but your friend might. Coffee enemas to detoxify your system. I'm just saying. So there you go. Did I forget anything, Super Don, as far as skeletal integrity?
I think you covered it very well.
Okay, thank you. And remember, my mom had that problem going osteopenic, so to speak, before osteoporosis is the starting point. And she got on the silica challenge and reversed it in a month. So it can be done. It can be done.
You can do it.
All right, so we have another question from, I can't pronounce her name. I know she's from a foreign land from the United States. She's visiting, Yilvi. And I think I've been back and forth with her on emails, and it was hard to communicate because her English is not good, and my English is good. Yeah, it is. But it might not be translated well. And she says she's on holiday in the USA. She got a bladder infection, really severe. And she got some Sovereign Silver. I wrote her back to let her know some ways to take it. And she's worried that she was taking too much. And I said, you know what? Of the Sovereign Silver, the 10 ppm form of the hydrosol, I don't have a concern for taking too much. I have a concern for not taking enough when needed. When needed. She said in Holland, yeah, she's from Holland, she used a silver water that was 15 parts per million. And she says, is 15 ppm stronger than 10 ppm? Not necessarily. Because if those parts aren't small in the nanocluster and ion form, then it's not going to be efficient even if it's at 400 parts per million relative to the efficiency of a hydrosol at 10. So if you have utilized the silver hydrosol and not gotten success with a urinary tract infection, I'm going to explain to you why. All right? So pay attention, take notes. It is because silver is metabolized by the liver during phase 2 conjugation pathways. These are selenium-dependent pathways in the production of glutathione and metallothionines that bind the sulfhydryl groups, that bind with the silver or metals in the liver to be excreted via the colon. Now, for those of you scratching your head going, well, that didn't make any sense to me at all. Why won't it help with a urinary tract infection? Well, in more cases than not, it does, because you get a systemic benefit, an enhancement to the function of the white blood cell, the B lymphocytes, by taking the silver hydrosol. As the oxygen and the silver carries, comes in and oxygenates those targeting immune cells for you and enhances their immune efficiency. So most people have a benefit and are able to overcome UTIs much quicker with the silver. Sometimes in a very severe entrenched UTI, they don't have the success. It's not the fault of the silver. It's literally a metabolic pathway issue. You need, in those cases, to deliver the silver very directly to the point of foci, the infection, or else it's not going to nail it because it's beyond mild at that point. And so I would have physicians, urologists, for instance, but nurses are qualified to do this. They would take it off-label, and they would do catheterization into the bladder and knock it out instantly. Instantly! But not many doctors and nurses are willing to do that. And not many people know how to self-cath. So we're at, you know, a stumbling point here in some cases. So I always recommend taking adjunctive support therapy like cranberry extracts, organic clean cranberry extracts, drinking lots of water with it, of course, non-sweetened, and D-mannose, as well as homeopathic remedies for the urinary tract. You can get it from my friend Dr. Frank King, kingbio.com. They have urinary tract formulas you take orally. So there you go, folks. A urinary tract question answered, along with a hip question. And I'm not shooting from the hip. This is the stuff I know for many years of utilization. Homeopathy as well as silver hydrosol and other supplementation to support your immunity and bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you and your bladder too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, I got some more stuff in the garden. I'll have to do some more videos out back and show you. I planted some more peppers. I thought I had jalapeno, but they were coming out and they didn't look very jalapeno-like, and it turns out they were cayenne peppers. So, pretty potent too. I cut them up.
I don't think you want to get those mixed up, do you?
But I cut them up, put them into like a homemade nacho thing. It was fiery good. But and then I found this thing called a sweet habanero. This guy, this gardener I met, nice guy, and he's like, yeah, sweet habanero. It looks just like one of the hot habaneros. I said, you're joking, right? He said, no, try it. I'm like, dude, if this thing fires me up, you're in trouble. So I risked it. I bit into it, and it was a delicious sweet habanero. It wasn't fiery spicy. So we got that, and I did get a jalapeno, get started on that, and a sweet banana pepper. And it's like shaped more like a banana. So I'm very excited about my peppers. Of course, for some, they're nightshades and they're pro-inflammatory. So certain people, as we remember talking with Dr. Gloria Gilbert about, it's not bad for everybody, but if it's bad for you, then don't eat them. But if they're good for you, they are a rich source of lots of vitamins and minerals, lots of vitamin C in those things, too. Anyway, that's my gardening update again, since we had Coast Guard Corey, and I appreciate Corey joining us last hour. This could almost be a cannabis update part two. If you're not happy with the candidates running for the presidency this year, the cycle, we've got somebody you might want to consider. One of the greatest names in politics right now is this aspiring Missouri politician, Chief Wanadoobie.
Wanadoobie, yes.
Chief Wanadoobie. He sets his sight on the presidency. That's really his name, Chief Wanadoobie.
No, apparently he had his name legally changed back in 2007 to Chief Wanadoobie. And he was running against an incumbent politician in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the great thing, because listen, anybody who comes out and calls himself Chief Wanadoobie, that's pretty funny, right? I mean, we're chuckling about that. Right. But when the guy you're running against happens to be Roy Blunt, That just makes it so much better.
Who do I vote for? I want a doobie or do I want a blunt? Now, Super Don, you have to remind my ignorant self because we haven't had Master Bong on in a while. What is a blunt? That's like a large marijuana cigarette, cannabis cigarette, a blunt?
Okay, a blunt is basically like a hollowed out cigar. So people, what they'll do is they'll get like a cigar, they'll pull the tobacco out of it, and they'll fill it up with cannabis.
Okay, yeah. All right. So it's like, I remember when Ron Paul, was talking about legalizing cannabis. He's like, dude, why are they afraid of hemp? I mean, you could put a telephone pole sized, I guess it would be a blunt, and smoke it, and you wouldn't get high. But of course, it's not been about people getting high, and that's another point. So folks, if you want to vote for a different candidate, you can write him in, Chief Wanna Doobie, out of Missouri. Interesting guy.
He says he's running as a writing candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the pictures of this guy, because I was curious what he looked like.
Yeah.
And he's very interesting. Yeah. Yeah,
he looks the one we have. What makes him look like Tommy Chong gone wrong? Not so nice.
Yeah. There was this other one where he had like this, the beard like Tommy Chong, and he had shaved half of it off.
Mm.
So he had like half a beard, and I discovered that the reason why he did that, he said, is that he's discovered that apparently it's legal to be two-faced. And so he wanted to...
Got a sense of humor.
Express that.
Yeah. Got a sense of humor. Yeah. By the way, Activation Products, our good friends have the magnesium, the topical magnesium, as well as the marine phytoplankton that we like. And you can get that at 15% off. The code there, RSB15. Links are up in the show notes. There is a banner. You can click it. And, of course, the cannabis that we use is from hemp. It's CBD, and it's legal in all 50 states. Also, RSB15, making it easy. 15% off both of those product lines. Thanks to both CV Sciences and Activation Products. Real quick on the political front, I missed the Sacred Fire of Liberty event because I was traveling up there in Minnesota, and so I didn't get to talk politics this week that much. I have to say, even though I haven't come out and endorsed a candidate, you can put me in the category of definitely not Hillary, just in case you were wondering. Just wanted to clear that up.
Everybody was just really wondering whether you would endorse Hillary or not. So thanks for clarifying.
Right. And I'm still toying with Trump in that regard because he's speaking really well about the globalists, and that means they're not happy with him. So I'm sort of happy with him based on that alone.
I'm voting for Wanna Doobie.
Well, he's Wanna Doobie. Of course you are. All right, folks. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have 4 times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.